Yes, let me start first by updating you about the latest situation in Gaza. The besieged Gaza Strip has been subject to relentless Israeli airstrikes since last Friday, killing over 20 people and injuring over 60 so far. In one of the airstrikes carried out in the early hours of Monday, today, over 35 people have been injured, including 9 children, when a four-story house was hit by Israeli warplanes. Now, this comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blatantly said on Sunday that Israel will continue airstrikes against Gaza as long as necessary. Now, Israel has initiated this aggression when it has assassinated the head of the Popular Resistance Committee, Zuhair al-Qaisi, on Friday afternoon. So since Friday, Israel has been carrying out air raids targeting different areas across Gaza. In the meantime, Palestinian resistance factions retaliated by firing over 150 homemade rockets into Israeli cities. Now, many here believe that Israel is interested in escalation in order to test the readiness of Palestinian resistance factions.
Some commentators are connecting these latest attacks on Gaza with preparations of attack on Iran. Is there any truth in that?
Some people say that Israel has received a green light from the U.S. administration after it did not get the approval to strike Iran. So there is some people say this could be like a precautionary measure to test the readiness of Palestinian factions in case there was an attack on Iran, how the Palestinian resistance factions, mainly Palestinian Islamic Jihad, would respond. But others say that it is because it did not get the approval of Obama to strike Iran. Now they are striking Gaza because they consider Gaza as the weakest link to escape their internal crisis.